We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well. Every so often, a little birdie drops something in my ear that's interesting. Are you ready for this little treat?
I am, but I don't know if Najee Harris's agent's ready for it.
Yeah. I'm told that the Pirates are going to acquire Taylor Ward from the Angels.
What?
An outfielder.
Like, actually?
Paul,
I've been saying Taylor Ward's name for three weeks.
What I'm telling you is I'm being told by someone who is usually very, very credible for me, someone I trust, somebody that I know is knows what's – you know what I mean? That's somebody who has the goods almost always. Left fielder, 14 home runs, 44 RBIs.
He's a perfect fit for this team. He's arbitration eligible the next two seasons.
Right.
He's got a 1.4 WAR this year, 14 homers, 44 RBIs, as you said. He's only hitting .238.
Yeah.
OPS plus of 105.
Yeah.
He would be, I think, second on the team in home runs, maybe third behind Reynolds. And Cruz is right around that area.
Right.
And 44 RBIs would also be in the upper echelon of the team.
Right.
You don't have to give up much to get him either.
No, probably not.
And he's an impactful player. Corner outfield bat has also played third in his career. Him and Brent Rooker are the two guys that I like the most for the Pirates to acquire.
Well, there you have it. I mean, it's one of these things where we are now, you know, now going to be waiting for this to happen.
Now, this isn't something imminent, is it?
At the risk of...
Yeah.
At the risk of going too far, let's just say I would not be surprised if Taylor Ward is a Pirate by the end of the Brewers series, put it that way. So, that's pretty imminent, considering tomorrow at noon is the third game, right?
Yeah, tomorrow at noon.
We're
going to have to go find the audio from our conversations on Taylor Ward from a couple of weeks ago.
So we'll see. I mean, I don't know if they've gotten all the way there, but they're trying. You know what I'm saying?
And that's a good move for them. It makes sense.
So they're trying. So we'll see if it happens, right? But that would be a nice addition for them if they're able to pull it off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, look, they're not going to get Vlad Guerrero Jr. or Luis Robert.
No.
They're not going to give up the prospect capital for that. But you don't have to give up Bubba Chandler for Taylor Ward.
He's the kind of player, too, that we talked about. I mean, that he'd only be like $2 million, right?
Yeah, right. I mean,
he's
for the rest of the season,
For the rest of the season, he'd be about $2.2 million.
He's 4.8 was the contract that he signed at the beginning of the year. So
they're more than halfway through. So let's say $2.1 million. And here's the thing. That's the kind of move you could make, two of those moves,
right,
and trade a guy like Perez, you know what I mean, and cover the money.
You can get a Taylor Ward, not give up any of those top guys that we were talking about. You're talking what? Maybe a top 15 prospect, Paul, maybe top 20.
Right.
That they would be having to give up. Not too much to the Angels. And then you still have the flexibility and prospect capital, obviously.
Right.
To add another outfield bat.
It's one of those things where I think if you add an outfield bat like that, then what? Now all of a sudden, if Sawinski's hitting, you've got Reynolds, Sawinski, and Ward in your outfield, right?
And then what? Taylor's your. I'd want Palacios to be the fourth outfielder. This might be a sign that you're moving off of Michael A. Taylor and just kind of throwing in his white flag.
That's what I mean. He's your fourth outfielder now.
Right.
He's now your defensive replacement guy.
So Sawinski would be your center fielder.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
Reynolds in left and Ward in right.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Something like that, I mean, would work. He's a guy that's controllable for a couple of years. And he's a guy that obviously he's got a little bit of power. Right?
You're probably paying him, if they paid him, what, $8 million, the Angels did this last season?
Yeah.
You're probably paying him $6.5 million, maybe $7 million next year.
And the other part of it is,
topping out at $10 million.
Yeah, the other part of it is he's a righty.
Right.
And you need some help on the right side. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because they're power bats, Sawinski.
Right.
Telez, Reynolds, are all left-handed bats.
Well, Reynolds is a switch, but yes.
Right, but primarily a left-handed bat.
Right. I'm just saying, like, I think if you look at it, it makes a lot of sense.
It does. He's a productive player.
He's a very productive player.
You look at the average and you go, oh, 238. But that, unfortunately, is kind of the new standard in baseball now, where the batting averages are not very high. Do I like it at all? No. I'd rather see people hitting 260, 270 again. But the production's there.
Right. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, it really would be good.
Ward has 14 home runs and 44 RBIs this year. If you look at the guys on the Pirates roster in terms of their RBI production and home runs, Brian Reynolds is the only player with more home runs and more RBIs than Ward. He is tied with O'Neill Cruz in home runs with 14, and he has three more RBIs than Cruz does, who has 41, Ward with 44.
Right.
So he would automatically be a guy you would plug into the middle of the order, probably batting fifth, maybe fourth, and someone that you can – I mean, who's the three-hitter on this team right now? O'Neill Cruz, I guess?
Yeah.
Who was supposed to be the leadoff hitter coming into this year, but McCutchen has supplanted him in that role?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it is one of these things where, I mean, if you bring in another guy – it's amazing. Like, I have a million people now texting me. It's like, listen, all I'm doing is passing on information. Anyway, if you add another bat to this lineup, it gives you flexibility to move some guys around. You know what I mean?
Right, and if you do move off Trent Chapman, you probably do want to acquire another young, controllable arm in the bullpen.
Right.
Which is decently easy to find.
And, I mean, I would tell you this, too. On base of 321, I mean, could he even lead off a little bit. I mean, I don't know.
321 is a decent on-base percentage, but on this team,
Just saying, like, you'd have some flexibility to move him around the lineup a little bit, you know. I mean, the thing about it is, if you look at a guy like Nick Gonzalez, right, he's your perfect, like, five hitter.
Yeah, he's
he
great.
He drives in runs.
He lengthens your lineup.
He just does. So you have him in the five hole, and, you know, Cruz should be your four hitter, but usually they have him batting third. You know, I don't have a problem with Reynolds or with McCutchen first, Reynolds second.
No, I don't either.
Cruz third. And quite frankly, the way he's hit lately, Rowdy fourth. You know
and then
what
you're
I mean?
Talking Ward six after
after Gonzalez. Ward six and Sawinski seventh.
You go back, keep Brian Hayes eighth, and then your catcher ninth.
I mean,
that's a pretty good lineup.
If you have Joey Bart batting ninth, you're in pretty good shape. That's the way it goes.
Curious how much engagement and interaction you're going to get from this.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it happen.
Well, I mean, again, it's just one of those things where it's good. We'll see if it happens now. They're pushing for it. They're trying to get it done.
Here's a hypothetical lineup that was just tweeted in from Ben, a frequent, I think, texter and tweeter to the show. McCutchen leading off with Reynolds batting second, which is where those two have been primarily the whole year.
Right.
Cruz third, Ward fourth, Tellez fifth, Gonzalez sixth, and you bat Joey Bart seventh with Hayes and Sawinski to finish it off, and could make Sawinski the nine hitter because of the average, but also a chance to flip the lineup with some power.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Brian Hayes, who Starkey said multiple times was a dark horse MVP candidate in a couple people's mind at the start of the year. I don't know who was saying that, but if you bat him eighth, knowing what he's done for you in the past with some very good hot streaks, I like that lineup.
Yeah.
And you could even replace Sawinski with another bat if you so choose.
Yeah, I don't hate it. So we'll see what happens. It's just a matter of getting it done. Right?
And I don't think they have to give up really much at all for Taylor Ward.
Probably not.
Good little nugget there, Paul. Hope it comes to fruition.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I mean, that would really help the lineup.
Again, I mean, you know, it's one of those things that until it's done, it's not done. You know what I mean? Until it's actually done, it's not done.
But it's close.
They're closing in. They're trying to get it done, but we'll see if they can get it done. I mean, obviously, one of the things that happens is the general manager from the Angels picks up the phone and calls seven other teams. Listen, this is what they're offering me for Taylor Ward. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Let's look at it from an Angels perspective. What makes the Angels, unless the Pirates are really giving a good deal, willing to trade Taylor Ward right now instead of at the deadline when teams are more desperate? Like, what would be the motivation from the Angels' point of view?
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, they're just trying to – they're done, right?
Yeah, they're not good. They're
so
not making
they're basically trying to, you know, gather some prospects. And you know what? He is making almost $5 million, so if they can trade him, they'll get like $2.2 or $2.3 million in relief, you know?
Yeah, and maybe wanting to get – someone else into the organization and the system in terms of prospects they return back that they more quickly want to get into the organization to learn more about and get a chance to play. So that could be another possibility. But no, I'd really like the move if they're able to pull it off. Good power, drives in runs, capable hitter, in a spot that the Pirates have gotten relatively nothing from in right field.
Absolutely.
Because Palacios is a perfect fourth outfielder.
Yeah, exactly.
Power potential, decent defense, has some speed, can play in a pinch. That's why Jared Triolo is better on the bench. Connor Joe is better in spurts, playing once or twice a week. That's how you can get the best out of those guys. And it further deepens the team.
Right.
If they're able to acquire Ward.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, if they're able to go get him, it makes everything else around him. I mean, I've said for years or for weeks and weeks and weeks, a corner outfielder is what they need more than anything else. Right? We've said that for weeks.
Yeah, and I mean, center fielder as well. If you don't acquire a corner,
right.
They've gotten zero production from center field.
Yeah, center fielder, whatever. But I mean, an outfielder. And I guess an outfielder in general.
Yeah, and Brian Reynolds has played center. If you truly want to move him over there, they're probably going to keep him in left.
Just keep him in left and,
move
you know.
Sawinski.
See what materializes with Sawinski. But at least if you bring in a guy like this, you know, I mean, his numbers are an upgrade over what you have. He obviously has some power. You know what I'm saying? you bring him in there, now all of a sudden you've got another major league bat in your lineup. You know, it's not like you're bringing in, you know, Mike Trout, but you're bringing in somebody that represents an upgrade for your lineup.
And I'm sure it's at a price that the Pirates are comfortable with.
Right. I don't think it's going to cost them all that much. So,
we all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies, like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's just the way it goes.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and compare Taylor Ward to Vlad Guerrero and Luis Urias or Luis Robert. And Urias could have been had, too, when he was traded to San Diego for not that much, and the Marlins ate some salary.
Yeah.
But we're talking about in terms of production. Ward has tied his home run total from last year. He's three back of his RBI total. Played 97 games last year. Dealt with a facial fracture that allowed him to... Well, it didn't allow him to play the rest of the season, or else you could be talking about a 25-homer, 75-plus RBI guy.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Our baseball coverage, which right now we're talking baseball, our baseball coverage on the Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon using their savings calculator. Find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Well, let's talk about this. What do you think a guy like him that's controllable, that's, I don't know, I mean, what his OPS plus was 103 or something, so he's a little above average.
Yeah.
Okay. What if it costs you like... I don't know. Does Aleko Williams have any value?
No. Defensively, yes, but
I'm just trying to think.
He can't hit.
I'm trying to think of what you have that is realistic that someone might value. Wow. Would you part ways with like a Pagero?
At this point, yes, because I think Nickens starting second baseman, and you have O'Neill Cruz at short. And, I mean, you pay Ke'Bryan Hayes. Where is Leyva Pagero going to play?
Right.
Do you prefer – do you prefer him or Triola?
You're obviously not going to give up one of your two or three top guys or whatever.
No, you're not giving up Chandler, Solomon, or Johnson.
They have a right-handed pitcher that's like their seventh or eighth best prospect.
You're talking about Thomas Arrington?
Yeah. How about a guy like that?
He's your fourth prospect right now, sneaking into the top 100s. I don't think you have to give up.
Don't you have like someone like that's like 7 or 8 or 9?
Mike Burrows.
Mike Burrows.
Not healthy yet. Still making his way back from Tommy John.
But he's a young pitcher.
Yes.
How about a deal like him and say whoever is 18th on your list?
I could see like Mitch Jeb and some random guy in the top 30 from like 25 on, and that's all that it takes.
Yeah.
You do not have to give up much for Taylor Ward, because in so many of these trades, It's based off of stars and big-time potential and athleticism and tools. And Taylor Ward isn't a five-tool guy, like some of the other names that we've mentioned. And that's, I think, part of the reason why you're not going to have to give up more than two top 30 guys.
Yeah.
I mean, we've just seen it in recent history with some of these trades that have been made.
Yeah. Well, again, that's where we're at right now. So, you know, I feel like it's just something to go take a look at.
You're talking Mitch Jeb is probably the highest prospect that would go in this. And I don't even think, maybe Jack Brannigan at eight.
I don't even think you'd need to give up Mitch Jeb.
No, I don't either. You're talking maybe like Yordanis De Los Santos at 15 or Garrett Forrester, who plays three different positions at 17.
Yeah.
Plus maybe like an A-ball pitcher.
Yeah.
You're not giving up much.
How about if I say you got to give up Jun-Seok Shim and...
the pitcher. I think he's injured.
And Jesus Castillo. I don't know. He's 20 years old. He's a good utility guy. He's ranked 22nd in your system.
Yeah, Shim, the pitcher.
He's hurt.
He's hurt, but he was a top 50 international prospect that they signed. 750,000.
Okay, we can't give it. Can't give him up.
Well, I'm not saying that, but it seems that they're pretty high on him, so it makes sense if somebody else was.
How about Michael Kennedy, left-handed pitcher, 19 years old.
I do that.
See, that's the kind of deal. I don't know how that hurts you, giving up a 19-year-old pitcher. I don't care if he becomes Cy Young. He's 19 years old. You know what I mean?
I'm sure that was the Dodgers' argument when Tody Watson was traded for O'Neill Cruz.
Yeah. Yeah.
But who would have known? Yeah, the point is you don't have to give up much. We're not talking depleting the top 10 for Taylor Ward. Probably a top 15 guy and one top 30 guy. And that's it. Two pieces if there's a third. A-ball guy, lottery ticket type of player.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.